Wir wollen, bevor wir beten,
before we pray, before we have a child dedication, we would like to read from Isaiah 40, Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 28, Isaiah 40 from verse 28. Let us stand up for it. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint be weary, and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I believe this is what we all need. And we trust the Lord. We ask Brother Joseph Müller to pray with us. Ever faithful God, in your holy name of Jesus, we have gathered in your presence, Lord, to not be taught by a man, but be taught by you, you ever faithful God. I thank you with all my heart, Lord, that you have counted us worthy in this time, counted worthy to have taken us out from everything. I thank you, beloved Father, that you, by your grace, now you are making the separation by your Spirit. Lord, yesterday you prepared us the table. Lord, you have given us the promises. You have shown us the promises. You have fulfilled your promises. I thank you with all my heart, Lord, that the word of prophecy also today in our time is still at work. Lord, I thank you that you are watching over your word. Lord, that not a man has to watch over it, but you, the eternal, holy God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have put your word unto our hearts. Whoever does your will remains forever. Lord, we receive your word without condition, as it was mentioned with Mary, Lord, which is now a parable for the wise virgins. Lord Jesus, give us an obedient heart, each one of us, that he brings it over his lips. Yes, I want to do what you have commanded us to do in this time. Lord, I thank you, you ever faithful God. Because then, whatever you promised, you can also confirm it in us when we can be in your will. Lord, I ask you, give us open hearts, give grace, so that this precious word seed falls into the heart. Lord, that by your Spirit comes forth this new life. Lord, I praise you and glorify your name. Lord, let not one go from this place who cannot say, today I was blessed in Krefeld. Today I received salvation. Lord, I want that you bless each one of us. Open the eyes of each one so that you can be manifested as the risen one in the power of the Holy Spirit. I ask you, Lord, that you bless our beloved brother Frank. May you strengthen him to share the word. I ask it in your holy name of Jesus. Amen. Come from on high. Come from on high. This is the day. Only believe. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, this you confirmed anew in our time. You, the risen one, you have revealed yourself visibly. You manifested yourself. In our time, the blind received their sight. The dumb could speak. The deaf could hear. The cripples were healed. Especially from cancer, you healed. That's how you have said it to our beloved brother. Even cancer shall not stand before your prayer. Everything you made submissive to yourself. You are the victor of Calvary. And we thank you that you have given this victory in your restored church. You are manifesting it anew and leading us unto the completion. According to your promise, be present today, because that's how you promised it to us. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Be in our midst. Speak, work, save, heal, deliver, baptize with a fire and Holy Ghost. Manifest your glory. Take over the leading of this service. Your people are dedicated unto you. Blessed and praised be your holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. You may be seated. We ask our brother and sister to come to the front with the child. Afterward, our two sisters will sing us a song. And then we will come to our word observation. Yes? We can just stand up again. And ever faithful God, you have given to our brother and sister a daughter, a Elisha. Be blessed, as written, our Lord took the children into his arms. He loved them, blessed them. And he said, if you don't become like the children, then you will not, if you don't receive the kingdom of God as a child, beloved Lord, once again we thank you that you have given to our beloved brother and sister this healthy daughter. They are bringing her unto you again. Receive her as your inheritance. Be blessed. Elisha, be blessed. In Jesus' holy name, blessed be the whole family.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Wunderbar, wunderbar.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let us sing.
Sollst mein Führer sein, dir will ich mich ganz vertrauen, Seele, Geist und Leib sind dein. Nur der Glaubensweg ist sicher, unerreichbar für den Feind. Strahlend hell von Gottes Lichte, ob er uns auch dunkel scheint. Sonne, die vom Kreuz hernieder leuchtet stets auf meinen Pfad, so kann ich nicht mehr abirren, denn mich leitet seine Gnade. Nur der Glaubensweg ist sicher, unerreichbar für den Feind. Strahlend hell von Gottes Lichte, ob er uns auch dunkel scheint. Geht's auch hin am Abgrundsrande, wo man fürchtet hinzuschauen, gilt's das schwerste Opfer bringen, lass ich mir doch nimmer grauen. Nur der Glaubensweg ist sicher, unerreichbar für den Feind. Strahlend hell von Gottes Lichte, ob er uns auch dunkel scheint. Denn mein Heiland hat's verheißen, dass mir nichts mehr schaden kann. Seiner Weisheit, seinem Willen bin ich fröhlich untertan. Nur der Glaubensweg ist sicher, unerreichbar für den Feind. Strahlend hell von Gottes Lichte, ob er uns auch dunkel scheint. Nur der Glaubensweg ist sicher, unerreichbar für den Feind. Strahlend hell von Gottes Lichte, ob er uns auch dunkel scheint.
Ja, danke vielmals.
Thank you very much.
O selig, die du geglaubt hast.
Blessed are you who believed, because that's how it will happen. Only the way of faith is secure, as we have sung. Brothers and sisters, I'm greeting all of you with all my heart in the precious name of our Lord. Then we have greetings from Moscow, special greetings. They were tuned in, they were rejoicing with us in that what we preached yesterday, and in the same way from Moldavia, from the Ukraine, from Nairobi, from the DRC, then from Brother Etienne Genton, we have received greetings. We have greetings from Brother and Sister Holviti from Finland, greetings from Brother Bautista from La Paz, and we have greetings from Brother Davi Petro from Palermo. We have greetings from Brother Lotika from Johannesburg, greetings from Brother Muhlmann from Cape Town. Yes, we have just greetings and again greetings from all the brethren and sisters who are tuning in. Also this morning they are tuning in and they are having part in the proclamation. Much could be said, and what we touched and started yesterday already, we will continue today. But let me, out of thanksgiving, out of thankfulness concerning the last 50 years, let me just say something very briefly. God really has helped us. Time and again, He has given new grace. When I think about the various periods, then there's only thanksgiving left, which we have to bring unto the Lord. The first difficult test came with the year 77, when Brother Branham's statements, a couple of quotes which he made in reference to the year 77, and then came to it that beloved Brother Veil, who wrote the book The Seven Church Ages, he did something very unbelievable in this book. In the English book, page 322, he just wrote there, with the year 77, all the worldly systems will find their end. and that the millennium would start, would commence. And this brought such trouble, really much trouble it brought. And then this quote, which absolutely doesn't came from the lips of Brother Branham, this I can judge very clearly, because I have all the quotes in a little blue book which was published. I read them all. And with the sermons, I compared them. So it doesn't come from the lips of Brother Branham. But because it is written in this book, which has the name William Branham on it. And nobody could think about that in the book are written things which Brother Branham never said, that he never said it in such a way. And this had the consequence that even my best friend from Tucson, he didn't even say goodbye to me. And he made the accusation to me, if you don't believe that 1977 everything will come to its end, then you are rejecting the prophet. And then the sentence came also, if a prophet makes a prediction, then it is like a prophecy. And I just had to say, the year 77 will come and go without that anything happens. And this led that all the brothers in the USA, they took distance from me. And from that time on, they put up the claim that Brother Frank corrects the prophet and so forth. It's not about to correct the prophet. It's about to agree with God. And if it is written that nobody knows day and hour or time, then it remains like this forever. But now comes the tremendous to it, namely, when the Lord really, on that September evening, when the dawning set in, 1976, here where this old cherry tree was standing, with a tremendous voice, he said, my servant, go unto the adjacent property and dedicate it unto me. Build upon it, because people will come from many countries which have to be accommodated. And I knew not only some brothers would have to come, the whole heaven or somebody could have come. This the Lord said, and I knew that I had to do what the Lord commanded me. We looked at it already, couple of times. But there where the trees are standing, there was a 2 meter high fence with a barbed wire. And behind it was a refugee camp in the Second World War. We had to put down the wire, the fence. Here was the fence, and I had to go through this little gate. And then I went around it to come upon this property, and I dedicated it unto God. Just by faith, I consecrated it to God. And now we are looking back to all these years. And I know the accommodations are not like in a five-star hotel. In any case, we have a place where we can lay down our head. And we are thankful to our Lord God for it. After 1977 has passed, no man made a correction. And therein is the big trouble. Making a mistake is human, but then to correct the mistake, to this there is the grace of God needed. From the very beginning, we put the emphasis on only to say what the Scripture says, only to believe as the Scripture has said it. So, we're looking back to a couple of tests and trials in the course of the years. And then, as already mentioned yesterday, the trials, the tests in 1979, in such a way, we had to experience it. And there we also learned the lesson for all our lives, for each believer. For instance, if somebody who is a believer and who is overwhelmed by the enemy, and when the enemy creeps in and then makes his havoc in a pious mantle, if such a person remains in the church and when he is judged, then all can be helped. But if such a person separates loudly from the church, and then I don't want to mention more things, then the protection under which the church is taken away from them, who have separated from the church. And then it can happen that one crosses the line, and then that there's no going back, there's no way back anymore, because one has sinned and done something willfully, and one is not ready anymore to correct it. So, just let us leave everything to the Lord. In general, I wanted to use this day to firstly thank the Lord my God, and then also to thank you, all of you. Just for your information now, don't say it to others, but as God has taken care for his work, so it is unique on this earth until this day. You all know that we never mentioned money, and we will never mention money. Now, just for your information now, every month the expenses are between 60 and 80,000 euros in a month. And when we are looking back to the years, they're getting more and more. At this time, we are taking care of 72 stations and brothers all over the earth, scattered in all the countries where there are troubles, where help is needed. In this year, until October, we spent more than 100,000 euros for this mission work outwardly. And God has given grace that everything is here. And if I then, from my side on, if I look from the left to the right, if I should start, the some are coming from Italy, the others are coming from Bratislava, from Slovakia, the others from Prague. And if I look here, some are coming from Paris, the others from Brussels, from Lyon. All are having costs, expenses to come here. And thanks be to God. We, at this place, we experienced it. That all are giving their tithes to the Lord into the corn house so that the food can be given out. Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you feel also like this as I receive it, but let us just be said to God, and let it be also said to all of you. To you be the thanks. Firstly, it were only brothers and sisters from Austria, Switzerland, and from Germany, but now there are brothers and sisters from the neighboring countries who are also contributing now, so that the word of the Lord can really be carried into all the world. The Lord God, may He fulfill His word in all of you, and may He fulfill what is written in Malachi, "Test me, try me, whether I then not will open the windows of heaven and will bless you richly." Let us come now to our word observation. Yesterday we took it to heart of what it is about, what it was about at the beginning. And we also understood what it is about now at the end. And I was thinking firstly to two scriptures. The one we read yesterday already, Psalm 89, from verse 3 to 6. And here it says, "I will make known that faithfulness to all generations." Brothers and sisters, we have to be aware of that we are sons and daughters of God by His grace, that we by the same Spirit, by the same Word, we were begotten. And then comes Peter and writes in 1 Peter, in chapter 2, 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9, "But ye are the chosen generation, the royal priesthood, you are the holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." If it is said, a generation will serve Him, and then, "Ye are this divine generation." If it is written, "Ye who were not my people, ye shall be called the sons of the living God," then all these proclamations and all these promises, they found their fulfillment by His grace. Here, in 1 Peter, in chapter 2, we read also from verse 7 Unto you therefore, who trust, he is precious. Unto you who believe, you who trust, you who have received the word of God by faith, and you who trust him, that he will bring it to fulfillment. And then, but unto the unbelievers, to them this stone, which the builders rejected, the same is made the chief cornerstone. And then to a stone of stumbling. And again it says in verse 8, in the second part, they stumble at the word, being disobedient. And then, whereunto also they were appointed. With unbelief and disobedience, God can do nothing at all, absolutely nothing. These are really insults of the holiness of our God. Whoever does not believe God, he makes him a liar. And therefore, we believe, as the scripture has said, and of Abraham, it was also testified. He didn't look to the visible things, but he looked unto the invisible as he would see him. The impossible he counted to be possible, and he believed, because God has given the promise, and he knew that he will also fulfill it. Let us come once again, very briefly, please. Let us come to Luke chapter 1, and let us look what at that time also happened in connection with the promise which God had given. In verse 30, it says, Fear not. There where God fulfills promises, where he brings the promise personally, and where he announces it, and where he puts it into the heart, there no man needs to fear. God has taken the responsibility to fulfill what he promised. And that's how it is written here. In verse 45, in Luke 1, blessed is she that believed, for that there shall be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Let us say with all our hearts, the promises which God has given unto us, they will be fulfilled. Amen. Who wants to change it? Who wants to stop it? God is on the throne. He has a plan of salvation. Before the foundation of the world, he has decided it. And this plan he carries out, although sometimes it looks like as it would take too long for us. Brothers and sisters, already the apostles, they counted with the return of our Lord. But at that time, the time was not yet fulfilled. Now the time is fulfilled. And therefore, our Lord says, time and again he says, when you see these things coming to pass, Whatever I announced, whatever I foretold, when these things are coming to pass, then you know. It is a blessed assurance told to the church by God. We, of course, don't believe as the scripture because a man has said it. No, because God has said it in His Word. But now, to this very special point, which concerns us in this time. All the Bible scriptures, be it whether we read in the prophet Daniel, chapter 12, seal up the words and the book until the end time. And then, yes, and then, if we just can say it very openly and freely, then there came the 22nd of December, 1962, when Brother Branham saw in a vision the appearing of the cloud. And then came the 28th of February, 1963. When the supernatural cloud appeared, and Brother Branham, there in the mountains, he was told, return to Jeffersonville, for the time of the opening of the seven seals has come. Sealed, closed up until the end time. And then, because we arrived at the end time, therefore, God, in a supernatural way, He answered. He has given instructions. And the last book He revealed. Yes, we may say, every chapter was, of course, revealed. Be it the seven seals, be it the seven trumpets, the seven vials, be it Revelation 7 with the 12 tribes of Israel, with 144,000, or with a multitude which will come from the great tribulation. Everything we can place today biblically, and it fits 100%, and we may confess it openly. Would God had not given this prophetic teaching by His grace, then we wouldn't have the access to the word of prophecy at all. And with this to the plan of salvation, and with the completion in the end time. And now we are recognizing that God, in a supernatural way, in our time, that He acted and He continues to be present, leading His people until we together will experience the completion. Also this, we have said in the last meetings, here and there we mentioned it. As the last one, a bride is not anymore concerned where, who will sit, and at the marriage, who will do what at the marriage. As the last thing, the bride is interested in to be clothed, to be washed, to be ready to meet the bridegroom, to be placed at his side, to make the covenant with him. And then we just had to emphasize it. Today, it's no more about all the details which have to take place around it. We are grateful to God that we can see it. Just let us remember the developments on the earth. It was never like this before. Never. Also, 1929, not. When the world market broke down, in our days, there's perplexity, no solution of the problems. And we notice where everything leads to. And the whole world is united under Rome. And in the same way, we have understood that God calls out his people. This is written in a wonderful way in Revelation 18, verse 4. Namely, after in Revelation 17 is given the exact description of the last world power and of the religious power which rides on the worldly power. It's described clearly. And there in the chapter 18, we have it in verse 4. The command, ye, my people. Shall we read it? Revelation 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, ye my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Ye, my people, ye, my sons and daughters, ye, who now belong to the wise virgins, ye, who are making up my bride church, I'm calling you as the heavenly bridegroom. I call you out from everything what is not in line with God and his word. Purify yourself, sanctify yourself, so that you are prepared unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then we have the description in James that we should not be like people who look into the mirror and then who are going away from it without making the correction. James, chapter 1, from verse 21. James 1, from verse 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. And here comes then the special emphasis. Verse 22. But be ye doers of the word. The word has been planted in your hearts. Therefore, put it into practice. Live it out by grace. Be ye doers of the word. And then, and not only hearers. And now comes the last sentence in verse 22. Deceiving your own selves. If we take the word of God into our hearts, if we don't live it out, this word, if we don't become doers of the word, then we are deceiving ourselves. And then we could add many scriptures to it to know how the church of the Lord should stand as one heart, as one soul, united with God and with one another in fervent love. When I read yesterday, when I left this building and went to the office, I met brothers from Slovakia. And I said, we didn't have many words. We are just joined with one another. We are just joined from all peoples, tongues and nations. God has called out a bride church, which is now brought into agreement with His word. And we may have part in it by His grace. Listen now closely. Verse 23 and 24. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a mirror. Yes? Who hasn't got a mirror at home? Who? Most people, they have all over a mirror.
Wer nicht ein Täter,
whoever does not become a doer of the word, he is like unto a man who looks into the mirror. Yes, he has also seen how it is with him. Let us read it, verse 24. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. You know, brothers and sisters, do you know what the best thing is? The best thing is if we, under the preaching of the word, if we look into the mirror of the word and on the spot, if we let God be at work, not just going home, but saying, Dear Lord, I come into your presence. I looked at myself in your word. Here are my mistakes. Here are my shortcomings. Be merciful to me. And God is merciful. And then the unrest is again emphasized in verse 26. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. May God give grace that the heart and the tongue are in agreement, that both is put in order by God, that the heart is filled with the grace, with everything what God can give, and that our words really are in such a way as we would say them in the presence of the Lord. That what we cannot speak out in His presence about somebody else, this we may not, from that time on, we may not say anymore at all. And by the way, it's of course written, whoever looks into the mirror, he of course doesn't see the other person, he sees himself. if we are still seeing the other one, and if we see all the mistakes at the other person, then where did we look at? Of course, not into the mirror. Whoever looks into the mirror, he sees himself. And then he comes before the Lord. And then comes the turnaround. Let us read from chapter 3 in James. James chapter 3, verse 8. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. This we experienced, especially since 1979. And no man, also from all of you, no man on the earth has an imagination of what a tongue can be misused by the devil. Whoever experienced this on his own soul, on his own body, he knows of what this scripture speaks of. This unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Serpent poison. Deadly. In a tongue which is not bridled, which is not submissive to God and His Word. And there we have the big problem. Satan did much havoc by using tongues in a terrible way. Wanting to destroy the work of God. But God only allows what we all can bear. Although the pain is big and great, God does not allow more to happen than what we can bear. Now, a word addressed to all of us in verse 14, in chapter 3. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. So, a new heart, a new spirit, a new heart in which the Word of God was planted. And the divine seed brought forth to life by the Holy Spirit. And then the life of Jesus will be manifested in us. Let us read to it two special scriptures. The one from Hebrews, where we are told very clearly that we have the same Father. Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 10. Hebrews 2 from verse 10. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. And now, listen closely. For both, he that sanctifieth, and they who are sanctified of him, are all of one and the same Father. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. A tremendous word. Brothers and sisters, If we have been born again unto a living hope, then we are sons and daughters of God. We have received eternal life, which never can be taken away from us. And at the return of Jesus Christ, we will put off the mortal tent, and we will put on the tent which will be immortal. And then we are already at our subject, that every promise which God has given, also in connection with the end time, with the return of Christ, that everything, and again everything, will find fulfillment. So, begotten of the same Spirit, born again, sons and daughters of God, and therefore he is not ashamed to call us his brethren, because that's how it is written in Psalm 22, verse 23, I will declare your name unto my brethren. Brothers and sisters, this is the gospel. This is the full gospel. This is grace. And this is salvation. Being brought back as sons and daughters of God. Brought back into our original position. In Romans, the Apostle Paul once again very clearly he wrote about when the dough is holy, then the whole thing is holy, and when the root is holy, then the vine, then the branches, everything is holy. He the root and the offspring of David, it is he of whom we have come forth. And then Brother Branham says so nicely, as we were all naturally in Adam, and as then the progression has come in the natural, so we all were in God our Father, and by Jesus Christ our Lord we were redeemed, and we are full sons and daughters of God by his grace. And to this one can just say amen to it. To also confirm it by us. We of course have received the Holy Scripture to it, to have the orientation in it, and to receive the teaching. Now, one thought concerning the ministry of Elijah, the oil in the lamps, the oil in the cruse, the meeting with the heavenly bridegroom. What must happen now with all of us and in us? What must happen? Let us go briefly to Kings, 1 Kings, chapter 17, 1 Kings, chapter 17, here we have the following. Please keep it in mind that God said, behold, I send you the Elijah, the prophet. He didn't say, I send you Isaiah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel. I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And he should turn the hearts of the children
zu wenden, wie er schon
back.
Im ersten Teil
as already said, Dienst, Johannes as already done in the first part of the ministry of John the Baptist, Luke 1, 17.
Aber hier,
but here,
in 1. Könige,
in 1. Kings,
dem 17. Kapitel,
chapter 17,
haben wir besonders
we have it especially in verse 14
und 15,
and
16, 14,
14
und 16,
and 16.
Mit einer ganz großen
we have a great lesson here.
Denn so hat
for thus
der Herr,
saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal
soll nicht ausgehen,
shall not waste,
und das Öl
neither shall the cruse of oil fail
bis zu dem Tag,
until the day
wo der Herr
that the Lord sendeth rain
auf den
upon
Erdboden
the earth.
Brothers and sisters,
before the latter rain will finally fall, God in the meantime is with us. For what is bread needed? For what? It was needed for the meal offering. In all of the Old Testament, the flour for the meal offering. The flour in the cruse shall not diminish, shall not fail. And the oil in the cruse, the barrel of meal shall not waste. The wise virgins didn't only take lamps with them. They also took their cruises and the oil in the cruise, the oil in the cruise, in the jar shall not diminish. And I read it to you. In verse 16 it is written, the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail. One moment, please, now. Just imagine now. This widow is baking bread and baking bread and baking bread. And the same dough remains. It remains, regardless of how many breads are baked.
Bacon.
The meal doesn't diminish. It remains as it was before. And then the oil in the cruse didn't fail. Regardless how much oil she was pouring out, how much oil she used up, there was always the same measure in it. Always a full measure. A full measure. Both didn't diminish. Brothers and sisters, has not God given us spiritual food? Are we not feasting upon the riches of His house? We are thanking God for everything. This was a word which the prophet Elijah said in connection with his ministry. And this widow, this woman, who believed it, experienced it. Here the announcement, the barrel of meal shall not waste, the cruse of oil shall also not fail. And then the confirmation in verse 16, the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail. And listen what is written now. According to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. The man of God had the thus saith the Lord. And then it says in verse 24, and the woman said to Elijah, now, by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is the truth. On the confirmation, on the vindication, it was manifested that God spoke by his prophet. Whoever reads on in chapter 18, he can read it in verse 21. He can read the news there. 1 Kings 18, verse 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long held ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Yes. Answered him not a word. We all know. You can read it. Verse 19. You can read it. Verse 22. There were 450 Asherah priests and 400 Baal priests. All were there. The people were afraid to give an answer. But after God had given the answer, then also they were touched by this answer. Let us read it in verse 36 and 37 in chapter 18.
Als dann die Zeit da war, wo man das Speisopfer,
here with the meal offering,
darzubringen pflegt,
Then the prophet Elijah came to it and he prayed, Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, let it be known today that you are the God of Israel and that I am thy servant and that I have done all these things at thy word.
Dass ich alles nach deinem Befehl getan habe. Nach deinem Befehl getan habe. Erhöre mich,
hear me, O Lord.
Erhöre mich,
hear me,
damit dieses Volk
that this people erkennt, may know that thou art the Lord God and that thou hast turned their heart back again. And whoever reads then in chapter 18, he can do it. Afterward, the rain came. Chapter 18, from verse 41.
Denn ich höre schon das Rauschen.
And I hear already the rain coming. Let us come now to James, chapter 5. And let us summarize then everything. James, chapter 5, verse 7, tells us what would happen before the return of the Lord. James 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until it receive the early and latter rain. Please, be patient. Persevere in trusting and believing in the assurance God has given promises. Firstly, to send a man like Elijah to restore all things so that we remain alive. The meal will not waste, it will not diminish. The oil in the cruse, in the jar, also not. Let us be like the wise virgins who feast upon the food of God in this time. This we emphasized many times. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which comes from the mouth of God. And it's still written in Matthew, in chapter 24, it still says, what is written before chapter 25. What must happen before? Matthew, chapter 24. Here we read from verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Shall we say it once again? As the Lord God has revealed his word in our time, that's how it was never on the earth before. Firstly, because the end time was not yet here, and one could not say yet, when you see these things coming to pass, we see that all things, and again all things, is happening before our very eyes. All of Bible prophecy is coming to fulfillment. We could look up Daniel 2, Daniel 7, all these scriptures which illuminate the earthly things, the political happenings. We could look up all these scriptures and again read them. What is it actually all about now in the church? Yesterday, we have said it already. The calling out, the preparation, up to the completion. The full agreement with God and His Word. The inner connection with God and with one another, so that we, as at the beginning, are becoming one heart and one soul, and that it can be fulfilled what our Lord said: wait in Jerusalem until ye are endued with the power from on high. And then it's being fulfilled. Out of his fullness we received grace for grace. Now, we could mention all these scriptures. I just read them now, very quickly, to give them along our way, in particular from the book of Revelation. If it is written in Luke 1, blessed are thou who you believed, right in the first chapter in the book of Revelation, the beatification is spoken about those who are hearing and reading the words of the prophecy of this book. Revelation, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. Let us be honest. What did it help to the people in the past? To read the 22 chapters when the seals were not yet opened, when the book was yet sealed, and where there was no access at all to the things which were written in it. But now, after the book was opened, and let me say this here with a grateful heart, let me say it. How many times did we read it? Also Revelation 5, the Lamb has overcome, prevailed, and the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed to take the book and to loose the seals. If we would not know, this has happened in our time. The sealed book, with all what is written therein, is no more in the hand of him who sits on the throne. No more sealed, no more closed up. The Lamb has paid the price. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. He took the book and revealed the content. And we have the full access to all the mysteries of God. And brothers and sisters, this doesn't go into our heads. It gives us a thankful heart. That we may live now, where God visibly, comprehensively makes history in our days, and we may have part in it. Then in Revelation chapter 19, we read, of course, the wonderful words, the bride, concerning the bride of the Lamb. Revelation 19, verse 9, and he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. What a text! What an invitation! And I say it out of conviction. All who have now are finding grace in the sight of God, who are now finding grace in the sight of God, to them the Lord opens the hearts, to open the understanding, to open the eyes, that they see, so that it might be fulfilled. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed are your hearts, for they believe. Blessed are they who are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And I dare to say here, in the presence of God, I dare to say, all of us, we are all invited. We were all invited to partake of the marriage supper of the Lamb. All of us were called. All of us were chosen to hear the last divine message, to come out of everything and to not look back anymore, but to turn back to the word which came forth from Jerusalem and to the teaching which went forth from Mount Zion, as written in Isaiah chapter 2 and Micah 4 and also in Acts 2. It It has taken its beginning when the first sermon was preached on the day of Pentecost. Blessed are all who were called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. You are invited. You are blessed. And do you know why? Because you accepted the invitation. Because you accepted the invitation. In Matthew 22, the Lord sent out time and again, and the people didn't come. And then he has sent, for the last time he has sent out. And then the building was filled. That's how it is now. The last sending, the last message, the last call goes forth. Ye are invited. You are blessed because you accepted the invitation. Brothers from Eastern Europe, brethren from the West, brethren from all over the world, you are blessed because we accepted the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And the ministry which God has given now, the continuation with the giving out of the food, that we are kept alive and we may confirm out of His fullness, we received in all these years, in all these meetings, grace for grace. And whoever goes then to Colossians, and ye have the fullness in Him who is the head of the church. Brothers and sisters, more God could not do. God did everything. And for this we are grateful to Him. That He, in all His years, that He kept us in His grace, kept us in His word. That we never went beyond the Holy Scripture. That we never received a strange seed. That we never believed in interpretation. I said it here before. Although the language is not nice anymore then. But I feel like throwing up with all the interpretations. I just can't take it. I can't take it. It really goes, touches my stomach. God is only in His word. And the enemy is in all the interpretation, regardless of how pious they are decorated. Our Lord says, abide in me and in my word, and I will abide in you. Many things could be still said. Let us thank the Lord God, as then Mary, as she praised and sang praises to the Lord. You all know how she was praising the Lord, how she was singing. And I'm asking myself whether we today may not do, if we should not do the same thing today. Out of one mouth. Thanking God. And I read it. And then we will pray. Luke chapter 1. From verse 46. And Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord. And my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. For He has regarded the low estate of His handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed. Now we are blessed. Now we are blessed. Whoever reads and hears, whoever reads the prophecy of this book. Verse 49. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. Has the Lord done great things in you? Has he done it in all of us? Then we will glorify his name. Verse 50. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. Also us in this time. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats, exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. And now it comes. He has holpen his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Forever. Yes. Today, we want to thank God with all our hearts. Let me say it once again. Please, don't look on yourself. Don't look on the terrible circumstances which sometimes can be in our lives. Not looking upon all the bad things. Look to the Lord. He started. He will finish. And although we go through all these misunderstandings, if we have to go through them, we take our Lord as an example. He bore the reproach, and he looked to the reward which has been given to him. And so, we thank the Lord for the great privilege also to bear the reproach of Christ. Going outside to the camp, as written in Hebrews, bearing the reproach of Christ, the reproach of the messenger, the reproach which is in connection with the message, just to bear it. And at the end, then we will exchange the reproach and the cross with the crown and with glory. We will leave everything behind, and we will be with the Lord forever. Amen. Let us stand up. Now, we want to thank together. And I want to ask that our brother from Uzhgorod, that he comes to the front again. And perhaps Brother Gilbert, that he comes to the front. And perhaps Brother Polacek, that he comes to the front, that our brothers will then also pray here, thanking the Lord with all their hearts. Now we thank together first. Brother Schmidt, come now and thank now together with us. Heavenly Father, we say thanks for the faithfulness and for the love which you have given to us, you who are alive forevermore. Lord, we thank you that you have spoken to us. We, as such, as Mary, the handmaiden, we are your body. We ask you, Lord Jesus, be it unto us according to thy word, which you left to us. Your word is the truth. We thank you for everything. And we ask for your help. We ask for your blessing. We ask you, give us grace, that we are not only hearers of the word, but that we look into the mirror, that we see how we are looking like in your presence. Fashion us according to your will. Give revelations. Give power for the glory of your name. All from near and far, all who are here, all who are tuned in, bless. We thank you for it. Amen. Come, beloved brother. Dear Lord, we thank you without ceasing for this precious time. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are calling upon your name at this place. We ask for your blessing. We ask for your mercy. We ask that at this place that your lampstand doesn't diminish with the light. Bless this place. Please bless also Brother Frank and his work and his Lord, keep him. Stretch forth thy precious hand, the hand which was pierced. Lead us through this valley of tears, so that we can enter into the heavenly Jerusalem. Lord, receive, hear our prayers. Hear and answer our prayers. Receive our thanksgiving in this wonderful and righteous name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
O, veľký Bože, ďakujem Ti túto chvíľku za Tvoju milosť a veľkú dobrotu a lásku. Prejave ruch nám. O, že my prichádzame k Tebe, Pane Ježiši Kriste. Prichádzame mnohokrát, ako prichádzali tí Gréci do Jeruzalema a chceli vidieť Ježiša. O, Bože. My sme prišli na toto miesto. Nie,
Teba vidieť,
Pane, lebo to môžeme vidieť ešte snad vo videní, ale my sme chceli a prišli sme preto, aby sme prežili Teba, Pane Ježiši Kriste. O, vďaka Ti za tú milosť, že sa nám to stalo, Pane Ježiši Kriste, že sme to mohli zobrať i v týchto dňoch, včera i dneska. Halelúja. A my vieme, že i to sa stane a sme presvedčili, že Ťa uvidíme, Pane, tak, ako si odišiel. O, Bože, stojíme na tom slove, Pane, verne a vieme, že raz príde deň a sa priblíži. Halelúja. A tak očakávame naňho, Pane, i v týchto dňoch, prípravy, ktoré nám Ty daruješ, Pane Ježiši Kriste, i skrze tie ústa, Pane, povolané, že by zvestovali nám túto pravdu, môj Bože, a my to chceme prijímať, Pane Ježiši Kriste. O, že strónu milosti Tvojej, Pane, pritekajú a stekajú tie prúdy vody živej, ó Bože. A tak my sa do nich ponárame i túto chvíľku, Pane. I keď je nám tak smutno, že sa musíme rozísť, Pane, s Tvojim ľudom, ale my vieme, že Tvoj ľud je po celej zemi, ó Bože. A tak zachovaj na každom mieste, Pane, kdekoľvek sa nachádza, aby tá pravda Tvoja znela a bola odzrkadlovaná v našich životoch v každom čase, Pane. Aby bolo vidieť na nás, že áno, to je Tvoj ľud, ktorý žije a chodí s Ježišom. Ďakujeme Ti, Pane Ježiši Kriste, za všetko, čo Ty konáš. Ďakujeme Ti za tú znovu prejavenú milosť a lásku, dobrotu k nám i v týchto dňoch. A tak nás požehnaj a rozpusti v Tvojom požehnaní každého jedného. Prosíme v tom drahom mene Pána Ježiša Krista. Amen.
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 Bien-aimé Père Céleste,
Dear Father,
de tout notre cœur, nous te remercions, Seigneur.
With all our hearts, we are thanking you
de nous révéler cette parole.
For you are the one who has given us your word. You have spoken directly to us. And you are really speaking directly to us. You not only have spoken to Mary, but also today you have spoken. And we may experience the same what Mary experienced. Dear Lord, we receive and accept the word which you addressed to us. We believe that all promises of God are yea and amen. And we know that you will fulfill your promises with us. We thank you that you have spoken to us. You have prepared food for us. And as you said at that time, the flour shall not cease and the oil will not diminish. We thank you that you have given us the fullness. We are not only grateful, we are very grateful for it. And we thank you also for the place which you have ordained, from where your pure and true word is reaching into all the world. We are the blessed ones. We thank you.
Tous nous sommes bénis parce que nous avons accepté ton invitation.
We thank you that we are blessed because we accepted the invitation.
Nous sentons que nous sommes une partie de toi, de ce que toi tu fais.
We thank you that we are a part of that what you are doing right now. You have included us in your plan together with you. You are again rejoicing about your people, and we are your people. Because on Calvary, the blood was shed for all of us. And you are leading us up into glory. And we believe this word with all our hearts, that which Jesus Christ has said, whoever believes on me, as the scripture says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And we believe as the scripture has said.
Toi, tu as accordé un mandat pour pouvoir nous donner cette parole.
And we thank you that you have given a mandate to carry this word. And it's happening for our preparation. And we thank you because your return is at the door. Precious Lord, help each one of us so that we are in line with you and your word. Please prepare always our hearts so that we are always connected with you, that we are always one with you, that we experience it as Mary experienced it.
Mary avait enfanté le fils mâle, Jésus Christ. C'est-à-dire l'épouse, en l'Apocalypse 12, il y a la femme qui doit enfanter le fils mal.
Now our brother is preaching. He says in Revelation 12, it speaks of the woman which will bear the male child.
Seigneur, nous te remercions.
Yes, Lord, we thank you.
Nous as désigné pour faire partie de ta volonté, Seigneur.
That you have permitted us to be part of your will. And we thank you for it with all our hearts.
Et que ta parole s'accomplisse au travers de nous.
And we are in expectation that you will fulfill your word in us.
Dans le nom précieux du Seigneur et Sauveur Jésus-Christ. Amen.
And therefore we pray and we thank you in the precious name of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sometime we are calling you to preach.
Дорогие друзья, братья и сестры.
Liebe Freunde, Brüder,
dear friends, brothers and sisters.
Нам очень приятно.
Es ist angenehm.
It is pleasant that the Lord has directed it in such a way that we can be here with our brothers, from the Ukraine. And we have this great privilege, the joy in our Lord. We are here.
Wir sind getränkt mit dem einen Namen.
We are soaked in that one name, in the same place.
Самая главная задача и проблема
ist das die Aufgabe und das Problem,
чтобы Господь,
dass der Herr
открывал это имя и это истинное слово,
dass der Herr diesen Namen und dieses wahre Wort offenbaren möchte.
May the Lord reveal his word and his name to them to which it is still hidden. I also want to say, may the Lord bless our dear brother Frank
and den Seemann.
Пускай он сеет это истинное Божье слово.
Möge er diesen kostbaren Samen des Wortes Gottes sehen.
May he sow, may he continue to sow this precious seed of the word. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Actually, it was not enough. We didn't thank the Lord properly for that. What he has done for us. Just be seated for a moment, for a few moments. To all our brothers, we will give now greetings on their ways, in all the peoples and tongues, to our brethren in the Ukraine, yes, our brethren to Lyon, to Paris, to Brussels, into all the neighboring countries. God bless in Austria, Switzerland. God bless. May he lead us really in such a way. May he lead us together so that God can really manifest his glory. I tell you honestly, we are all waiting upon the moment, until the moment, where we're not only hearing the promises, but where we directly experience them, where we directly are experiencing them, and when we receive from God whatever he promised unto us. Everything has become near. The Lord will not come too late. He will come at the right time. He will fulfill everything. Take all the greetings with you. Actually, today, I would like to ask and call our brother from Italy that he also would pray in the Italian language with us. We never heard it before. We will call him just now. Not now, one moment. Uno momento. We are just so grateful. Just so grateful for all of you and for that what God has done. I am convinced yesterday and today tremendous things have happened. The Spirit of God has led us into all the truth. For instance, I said to brothers that I don't succeed always to bring the word as I would like to bring it. And then came the answer, but the Spirit of God does it with all of us. Yes. It's not the man. It's the Spirit of God who takes the word, and who reveals it. Remember me, especially in your prayers. For me, it was a very difficult year of all the years past. The most difficult. And now there comes a trip to South America still, which I will start next Thursday, early in the morning. And God willing, I will then return on the 22nd of December. And Brother Helmut Miskis, he's flying already tonight to Sao Paulo. And also in that country, we will carry the word of the Lord and the divine message. And this word will accomplish for what the Lord has sent it. All of you who have come with some kind of request, take it from the hand of the Lord. Salvation, healing, deliverance, revelation. Take it with you and thank God for it. And as we have said, blessed are they who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We were invited. The Lord already pronounces us being blessed in advance. Blessed are they who are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Blessed are they who accepted the invitation. And this invitation we could accept by His grace. And therefore, we may count ourselves to the wise virgins. We may make up the bride of the Lamb in these days. Everything is God's work, which He will complete. All who will take part in the Israel trip, please come afterward, just for a few minutes, come to the front. Let us stand up, and we ask our brother now to come and to pray with us in Italian. French we have heard many times, English also, all the various languages. Let us listen now how it sounds in Italian.
O nostro Signore Padre Celeste, ti ringraziamo con tutto il nostro cuore che tu ci hai dato la possibilità di essere qui per sentire la tua parola. Ti ringraziamo che tu ci hai riempiti con la gioia i nostri cuori. Ti ringraziamo che tu hai parlato oggi, tu hai parlato ieri, Signore. Accettiamo la tua parola, ti ringraziamo perché tu hai dato la possibilità di diventare tuo popolo. Oh Signore, benedici tutto tuo popolo, benedici soprattutto nostro fratello Frank. Nostro Signore, rimani con tutti noi che abbiamo accettato la tua parola. Benedici e sostieni, Signore. Ti ringraziamo per tutto quello che tu hai fatto per noi e accompagnaci nel viaggio a nostri casi, Signore. Rimani con noi. Tu la mano che stendi su di noi, Signore. Ti ringraziamo tutto il cuore E te lo chiediamo nel nome di Gesù Cristo.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Yeah.
Whoever knows Spanish and French, he also can already understand Italian a bit. Brothers and sisters, what shall I say? I'm just filled with thanksgiving. We want to carry one another in prayers, walking forward with courage. And God willing, we will see us then again on the first weekend in January, again here, and on the last Sunday in Zurich. Wherever you are, be committed unto the grace of the Lord, especially all those who are living in the dispersion. Not so, Brother Kupfer. You in Strasbourg, wherever the several individuals are staying, we are just joined in the Lord. And we thank God. Let us now do it together once again, so that we thank our God. Dear Lord, we thank you together for all your ways with your people which you have went up to now. We thank you for the introduction, for the insight into your plan of salvation. We thank you for your word. We thank you for everything, what you have done until now. And for that, that we can have part in that, what you are doing right now. You are on the throne. You have prepared everything until today, and you will make all things well. You will bring it to pass. To you, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory. Praise, honor, and glory. Praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can we sing the chorus, "Therefore my heart rejoices"? Let us sing, "How great thou art." And all the people said, Amen.
Amen.
Today, I would like to give greetings to our brother Idoni. This is the man which is often in China preaching the word there. Raise your hand, please. Where is our brother Idoni? Here is our brother Idoni. God bless you in particular, also on all your travelings. Yes, especially in China and wherever God's word is being proclaimed. God bless all the ministering brethren. May God bless all the prayer meetings in the houses. May the blessing and the unity of God be in your midst all the time. And now the grace of the Lord be with you. Go with a thankful heart. Go with a thankful heart as never before. Once again, thank you that you can come. Once again, thank you that we together can do the work of God and carrying the last message unto the ends of the earth. He, the Almighty God, be with you. May He be with all of us. Amen. Hallelujah be praised.
Amen.
The grace of the Lord be with you. Each one is shaking hands with each one.